the stories of the unexplained. It's Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX. Now, Tony the Welder texted us and said, when I was maybe 6 or 7 years old, my grandmother used to live in one of those big three-story houses off Barstown Road there in the Highlands. Those, by the way, side note, yes, seem to just ooze
100%
creepiness.
Yes.
You know the ones I'm thinking of.
Yes.
When we would spend the night there, we would hear a typewriter typing vigorously on the third floor.
Oh, wow.
There was no typewriter up there, just boxes and old clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, said, come to find out, the house was occupied by a journalist back in the 20s.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Still thought that they'd had a deadline to meet.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Get it? Deadline.
Oh, yeah. That was very clever,
the
Kelly.
The jokes keep coming.
That was very, very clever. Very
hey,
clever.
Ben.
Yeah.
Christy said, when my brother was about 8 or 9 years old, he went downstairs in the basement of our house.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a project for school, and he needed paint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, he heard someone sounding like they could barely breathe.
Oh, wow.
He turned around. There's a man against the door. He ran upstairs.
Oh.
Years later, when he was about 18, he was telling a group of our friends, and a lady at our church overheard and said, oh, yeah, that was my husband. He died of emphysema in that house.
Oh.
And she described everything he had on, from his sweater vest to his hat.
Wow.
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 Oh, my gosh.
These are your stories of the unexplained. The frightening stories.
Another one from the text line years ago. The guy I was dating and I went away with two of our friends for a weekend stay at a cabin in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this cabin was owned by the family of one of the friends.
Mm-hmm.
The cabin was set nearly a mile back from the road. There was a main floor and a small room upstairs.
Sure.
Well, one evening, the four of us were sitting in the main room and we heard what sounded like a couple of people outside getting out of their car, walking on the gravel driveway, and chatting.
Oh, wow.
It was loud enough. We all stopped talking and wondered who was outside and why.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys went to the door and opened it. No one there.
Oh.
No car.
Wow.
A little later that same evening, we all heard the sound of people walking upstairs in the small room. It sounded like more than one person. There was a lot of wandering around sounds that went on for many minutes, and we all heard it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, everybody knows the sound
of walking.
Of walking on gravel.
Yes.
You know, you hear that, and
yes,
you immediately know. That is crazy.
And it's not just one person hearing it. All of them are hearing it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, wow. Okay, good stories. It's 99.7 DJX.